Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Coming up momentarily, the director of the Clubhouse season with the Red Sox, which has dropped all 8 episodes on Netflix today. His name is Greg Whiteley. Join us shortly, 9 o'clock. Mystery guest for Wiggy specifically. And it is this mystery guest is somebody that Wiggy has mentioned, oddly.
Cardi B.
Multiple times over the last couple months, not Cardi B.
Damn.
But Cardi B will be theoretically around all fall, I'm guessing, right?
Because of Steph Diggs?
Yeah.
I mean, I hope so.
I mean, is that still a thing?
I think so.
Yeah, but you know, Steph Diggs is like, hey, listen, I think he's single, he's enjoying life, so okay. Shout out to him. But if Cardi B is around.
Is he grabbing himself some kind of romantic Airbnb over there in Foxborough for the two of them to canoodle during the season?
Yeah, man, that might not be bad, though.
Maybe he's going
to. I want to canoodle. If you're going to canoodle with somebody, canoodle with Cardi B.
Maybe the two of them will make their home in Rentham or over by the outlets or something like that.
Maybe they'll make their home in my building. I mean, I'll see Cardi B all the time at the gym.
Maybe. All right, probably. It's a twofer Tuesday.
What is it?
It's a twofer Tuesday. Twofer, twofer, twofer Tuesday.
Let's roll.
Okay, if you are caller number 9 right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, and you know the code word, which we gave you an hour ago or so, then you will score a pair of tickets to see the Red Sox and the White Sox on April 18th at Friendly Fenway. So call now and listen all day long. We will have another pair at 9:30 and at the bottom of every single hour thereafter. All right? And we are going to play your Hill Notes back coming up at about 9:20 this morning. So you can leave one of those at any time on any topic, and you can do that on the Odyssey app. As I mentioned moments ago, Greg Whiteley is the director of the Netflix documentary on the Boston Red Sox, The Clubhouse, and he joins us now this morning. Hey, Greg.
Hey.
Hi. How you doing?
How are you?
Are you okay?
Good.
You all right over there?
Yes. Yeah, I'm still on West Coast time. I'm doing the best I can.
Oh, well, we appreciate it, and a lot of excitement, obviously, about the series. And I know you guys were there because we were there at spring training. How much total, when it comes to putting something like this together, how much total time did you guys spend with the Red Sox last season?
Well, we were there for all of spring training except for 1 week. So what, 5 of the 6 weeks? We reported when catchers and pitchers reported. And then we were there from opening day until the last game of the season, with the exception of 10 days in August. And then there were a couple of road trips that we stayed behind in Boston to film in Boston while the team was on the road.
Having obviously not seeing it yet, and like the rest of Red Sox Nation, we'll be able to binge starting today. Going into it, were you hoping that the Red Sox would advance farther than they did, or does content-wise, does it turn out for us as viewers better that they did not last season?
Well, I think in our style of filmmaking, it's really not predicated upon a team doing well or even doing poorly. It becomes, in our previous shows like Last Chance U or Cheer, it's really less about the wins and losses and more about these individual victories. And I think baseball is sort of uniquely suited for this style of filmmaking in that it pretends to be a team sport. It masks itself as a team sport when it's really an individual sport. And it doesn't mean that they don't act as a team and that the team isn't all pulling for one another. But baseball is made up of individual one-on-one moments where a pitcher faces a batter, et cetera. And the more you get to know these individuals as people away from the sport, it has this weird effect that I've noticed. Like, for instance, I was in a bowling alley the other night, and they had TV screens. There was the Red Sox were playing. Jaron Duran was at bat. And I stopped everybody from that was part of our party from bowling, and we all gathered around to watch Jaron Duran bat because he felt like, at that point, he felt like family. We had to watch it, regardless of what the score of the game was or how close the game was. We wanted to see Jaron do well. And I think this series has that kind of effect on people.
Well, I did watch Last Chance U, and there was a lot of drama involved in there. How much of the behind the scenes were or access were you given? Because last year was a year that wasn't very good. There was a lot going on with Alex Cora and a potentially new contract, trade deadline issues. So how much access are we going to be able to see to some of the things that weren't that may have been drama based?
You know, we had all access. We had unprecedented access to the clubhouse, to the manager's office, to the training room. We followed players home. We went on the road with them. We were in their hotel rooms. I would say, with the exception of a couple of managerial meetings in which we were asked to step out, and there were only a small handful, and a few trade deadline deals. We even had access to Craig Breslow's office and filmed him trying to prepare and negotiate his way through the trade deadline. And even what I would call the brain trust room, but it's probably got a different term, but it was where he would gather all of the key people. There was about 15 that would get together in a room, a war room, that would decide how the fate of their trade deadline. We were granted, there was a lot of that we weren't allowed to film, but there was a lot of it that we were. So Alex Cora being in a contract year, the team, you know, struggling to hit 500, that really did not limit our access at all. I mean, just by way of an example, Alex Cora was amazing. It was very rare for him to ask us to step out of his office.
Were you guys present for the meeting at Breslow's home where the negotiation took place for Cora to extend his contract with the Red Sox?
No, it was actually, I think, no, we were not at that meeting. And I could see why we wouldn't be invited to that meeting. In fact, we didn't even know it was going on. We knew that negotiations were happening. We were privy to a couple of conversations that were happening between Alex and ownership, but we didn't get to film any of that.
And is John Henry a part of the series in any way?
He's not, except that we wouldn't have done it without him. He was the one. Him and Tom Werner approached us, and you know, we laid out our terms in which we would do the documentary, in which we would need this unprecedented access, and that the Red Sox couldn't have any editorial control. And they were very supportive and very eager to do it.
Is there a player from your perspective that comes out at the end of this appearing different than you felt he would?
I think that always happens when we do this style of filmmaking, given the fact that I don't know any of these people before we begin filming. And I've learned over time that someone's public persona is almost always, always different than when you actually get to know them. And so whether it was Jaron Duran or Tristan Casas or Brian Bayo, I was always surprised by what we were finding and the kind of people they were. I would say baseball players in general, I was sort of thinking we'd spend a lot of time filming them out on the town, partying. As naive as I was going into it, I thought baseball was a fairly laid back sport. If there was a 7 o'clock game, I would have thought before we began filming, they probably showed up to the ballpark at around 4:30 or 5. These guys get in there 9 or 10 a.m. When there's a 7 o'clock game. During a 162 game schedule, there is so little downtime. I was shocked by that. And I was impressed with, even if you were to take the most aloof and carefree player on a team, that person was absolutely dialed in on game days, focusing on rehabbing their body, watching tape, the hours and hours they would spend in a batting cage or in the bullpen, preparing and working and getting ready.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
To do one thing, play baseball. And I've been impressed with that fact. And it kind of worried me. I think it requires a person that's almost obsessive compulsive to make it and thrive in the major leagues today.
Did Tristan Casas demand final edit on the entire series?
No, that will become, I think, abundantly clear when you watch the show.
Okay. All right.
Greg, you've brought up Jaron Duran a few times now. Obviously, he is a big talking point here in Boston with episode 4. When you guys start filming, do you film all players the same? Are there some players that are more into talking with you guys, or do you just follow certain storylines? Like, did you expect that Jaron Duran would be the main guy we're all talking about this morning?
Courtney, we feel like in the way that we like to tell stories, within the first, I would say, week, and maybe even faster than that, there's immediately a handful of players that we want to film and that they want to be filmed. They want their story to be told. And it's not always the most outgoing people. It sometimes it's somebody shy and more reserved, but there's a kind of timing in their lives where they feel kind of ready, like, okay, I'm ready for my story to be told. And it's helpful for us to identify those people early on. Otherwise, you make the mistake of doing something somewhat superficial where you'll go a mile wide with 40 players versus a mile deep with two or three.
Besides, obviously, the Jaren Duran stuff, moments that really stood out to you and that we should be looking for?
I think that, there's like a couple of places where you'll see. Let me tell you one that I think was a fairly covered, well reported on story. Abreu, his grandmother was dying. He's very close to his grandmother, and Alex Cora, being Alex Cora, knew this and was sort of counseling Abreu through this period of time in his life. And there's a moment in the game where it's a close game. It's going to come down to a single at bat. And Tyler O'Neill, who at the time was the hottest Red Sox hitter, was about to step in the batter's box. And Alex pulls T.O. and he puts in Abreu to pinch hit. And given the fact that it was a left-hander pitching, this is not something he would normally do. And so he was explaining in the dugout to an assistant coach and explaining to Tyler O'Neill, hey, this is what's going on. This is what's going on in Abreu's life. He explains his mother is dying. His grandmother is dying. And to me, not knowing what Alex Cora knows about baseball and what Alex knows about human beings, I would have thought, well, this poor guy's grandmother is dying. We should leave him on the bench. He should be given this time to deal with this and process this. We've got a baseball game to win. But he seemed to understand intrinsically there was something about Abreu. Now, during that period of time, we had been filming with Abreu's wife, who English is clearly a second language. She's never lived outside her home in Venezuela, and she's having to make her way in Boston and make new friends and figure that out. She's lonely, living away from family. So you now know this with Abreu as he's about to step in the batter's box, on top of the fact that his grandmother's dying. And that at bat, given our access, takes on a brand new meaning. And I would say that there's half a dozen to a dozen significant moments like that over the course of the 8-episode series where the way that I would explain it is it's very much like let's say you're on a run. I was running past a ballpark the other day, a little league ballpark. And I just thought, I was tired. I'm going to just rest and watch a little bit of this game. And it's boring. I don't know any of the kids and it's little league. But if it's your kid that's playing in that little league game, suddenly that becomes the most interesting game, the most interesting sporting event of your whole week, maybe your whole month. And I think in this show, moments like Abreu stepping into the batter's box starts to feel like that.
Well, we can't wait to see it. And Greg Whiteley, we thank you for taking the time this morning to talk about the clubhouse, a season with the Red Sox, and sounds like job well done. So thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me on.
Is there anything more perfect than John Henry and Tom Warner approaching a guy to cover all elements of his organization and then saying, accept us?
Well, maybe he didn't want them in it, Curtis.
Oh, yeah. You didn't want John Henry in it.
Maybe.
That is just so perfect.
I'm excited for it.
You are?
Yeah, I really am. And again, like I always say this, I've never been the biggest baseball fan.
Right.
And I'm really looking forward to watching this.
All right. Mm-hmm. We got to take a break. We will be right back.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.